TV writer Lori Gottlieb has worked in Hollywood for years, so it's no newsflash to her that it's important for actors to look young in order to get work. She never thought it would apply to her, but now she's taking a closer look in the mirror.
My friend Abby, a fellow 30-something writer, called me with her latest epiphany. Plastic surgery. Plastic surgery, I repeated. Abby's last epiphany resulted in a high six-figure script sale, so I was bracing myself for another bout of envy. But Abby didn't want to write about plastic surgery. She wanted to get some. Or as she put it, had to, for her career. Her career? Abby and I sit in front of our computers all day with pasty skin and droopy bags under our eyes. We obsess about what people think of our words, but our wrinkles, well, who cares? Hollywood power brokers do, and apparently they want their writers looking as young as the cast of Dawson's Creek. Later that week, in a meeting with the television department of the industry's most venerated and, ironically, oldest literary agency, a 29-year-old hotshot gushed about my marketability for a staff job on a sitcom. "What's great is you can play 25," he said, after warning me never to mention to a hiring producer that I watched Happy Days and Three's Company on an antenna TV instead of on Nick at Night reruns. He also suggested that I trim my grad school years from 4 to 2, which must be Hollywood's version of the new math. One 38-year-old writer friend, who wears hip huggers and belly shirts and spent more money on an eye lift than I did on my last 3 laptops, told me that her new post-surgery look gives her confidence in meetings with younger executives. "It's like the fountain pen of youth," she explained. I couldn't believe this was happening. I already worried about my biological clock, but now there seemed to be a creative clock, too. In every meeting, I became as self-conscious as a 16-year-old with a gigantic zit on my forehead, which, come to think of it, may have worked in my favor. As I sat in a network executive's office, avoiding the sun that was streaming through her window like a Klieg light on my crow's feet, she looked up at me and said, "You've done so much at such a young age." "Thanks," I replied, trying to remember which story I'd gone with. Was I 23? 25? 27? Had I just arrived in Los Angeles? Was I fresh out of grad school? I got flustered keeping track of my age-related lies. That's when the executive pulled out a bottle of Ginkgo, and I thought she was on to me. "Prevents memory loss," she said, "even for people in their 20s. What a relief. Sure, I may have looked stupid, but at least I didn't look 30. I told my agent it was a great meeting.